morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Pollard Show. Thursday, December the 28th, 2017. Hope all is well. Won't be able to say that, but one more time, 2017. As this New Year's creeping upon us. Got a busy show today. Paul Strelo is going to be joining us from Nolens. We'll join him at 8:05. Got a little Clemson football recruiting to go over. And we'll ask Paul about the Sugar Bowl. His thoughts about that. He knows a lot of the Alabama personnel. So we'll talk about the keys to the upcoming Sugar Bowl Monday night down in New Orleans. Brad Brunell is going to join us 8:05 this morning. Head coach, the men's coach of the basketball team here. And he has a big game against NC State coming up on Saturday, 4 o'clock, Little John Coliseum, the opening game of the ACC schedule. And the Tigers right there on the verge of being ranked, so it'd be nice to go ahead and take care of that. We'll talk some Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma today, obviously. Have odds to get to, some college football odds to talk about and get to. Have some interesting FPI numbers, according to several of these computer issues and computer rankings and all kinds of things like that, and teamrankings.com, some things to talk about that. We'll get to that coming up. We had college football yesterday, in case you missed it. We had four games yesterday. Leading things off was Florida State pounded Southern Miss down in the Independence Bowl, 42-13. The Seminoles got to 7-6 on the season with a 42-13 win there. Southern Miss fell to 8-5. On an ice rink in Yankee Stadium last night, Iowa beat Boston College 27-20. Boston College fell to 7-6. Iowa improved to 8-5. Didn't stay up and see the late ones last night, but Purdue beat Arizona 38-35. They went 7-6 on the season. Arizona also went 7-6. And Texas late last night beat Missouri 33-16. They ended up 7-6. Missouri also 7-6. Today we have three games, and they're starting to get a little better today. If you have not liked your football so far, we've not had a single game involving both two ranked teams. So, matter of fact, we've only had one game with a ranked team in it so far. It all changes. It doesn't change at 1:30 today at the Military Bowl presented by Northrop Grumman as Virginia goes up against Navy. In this one, let's see if I'm right by saying this. We'll tell you about these coming up later on if my computer. Which, Navy's a 1.5-point favorite from Annapolis, Maryland. Home game there for Navy. 5:15 is where. Look, let's just go ahead and tell you. Bowl season starts at 5:15 today. All right? We got the Camping World Bowl down in Orlando, Florida, Camping World Stadium. Oklahoma State's a 5.5-point favorite over Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech comes in ranked number 22 in the country. Oklahoma State comes in ranked number 19 in the country. That's at 5:15. 9 o'clock tonight, 13th-ranked Stanford, 15th-ranked TCU. This is at the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio, Texas. And TCU is a 3-point favorite. Also at 9 o'clock tonight, 18th-ranked Washington State, 16th-ranked Michigan State. This is the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl in San Diego. And Michigan State is a 1.5-point favorite there. And really, so you got three games today that involve ranked teams. Tomorrow, you get a little ACC-SEC stuff. Wake Forest, Texas A&M, NC State and Arizona State. You got Kentucky and Northwestern, New Mexico State, Utah State, and the big one. And the first of the New Year's Day Six Bowls tomorrow night, Southern Cal and Ohio State. 8th-ranked Southern Cal, 6th-ranked Ohio State. So for all intents and purposes, 5:15 today, the bowl season starts for me. Got a lot to get into, including an up-and-coming team in the ACC we'll talk about. We'll talk about the possibility of Deion Sanders becoming the defensive back coach at Florida State. I have recruiting numbers. Anna Hickey from 247 has an article up about Tigers and Crimson Tide and Bulldogs and Sooners. And to no surprise, those teams just out-recruit Clemson and sign more players than Clemson, but yet Clemson number one team in the country. We'll tell you about that. College basketball from last night, in case you missed it, we had two games involving ranked teams. Number one, Villanova beat DePaul 103-85 to stay undefeated. And number one, Xavier beat Marquette 91-87. Our sixth ranked Xavier won that one. In the ACC, we had two games last night. Both teams victorious. Syracuse beat Eastern Michigan 62-47. Georgia Tech downed Coppin State 76-62. And in the SEC, a couple of games. Arkansas beat Cal State Bakersfield 95-68. The Gamecocks beat Limestone 74-45 in a rare midweek afternoon game yesterday. We have news of illnesses going on in Pasadena, California with the Rose Bowl, where they say that Baker Mayfield did not go to Disneyland yesterday as a result of his illness. And there's talk of the flu bug being in New Orleans. So you got to be careful for that one. Matt Canada's not coming back to LSU. That didn't last long. I would have thought that would have been a little more of a long-term try down in Baton Rouge, and the office just didn't work down in Baton Rouge. The New York Giants have suspended their second-year defensive back, Eli Apple, for the season finale. He's been suspended for conduct detrimental to the team. And then finally, in a little what we might talk about today, South Carolina and Michigan are at a bowling alley last night in Tampa, Florida. And I've been in this bowling alley. It's really cool. It's a bowling alley, disco type, bar type. It's kind of cool down there. But in the process of leaving and getting out, they get into a shoving match and a yelling match and almost broke into fisticuffs and a little pregame scuffle down in Tampa last night. So we'll talk a little bit about that as the show goes on. So again, Boss Trilo 805, Brad Barnell at 8:25. The producer of the show is not Zach Orr, who's camped out up in the frozen tundra of northern New Jersey. It is our veteran, our Mariano Rivera, our cagey veteran, the guy that comes in and closes things down, Mr. Lee Harper. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. We're talking about sickness going around. That would be terrible in New Orleans. I would hate to see something like that affect these games.
Yeah, you don't want to see the flu effect.
Because, I mean, that could majorly affect it.
No doubt about it. There's no doubt about that. The one time that Clemson had some sort of virus or bug going around was up at Louisville, and it worked out for them because they got it all taken care of.
I think it's amazing when somebody can play through it. You know, yeah. That always amazes me. But
wasn't Jordan 63 points in it when he hit 63?
Yeah.
I think that's right.
About fell out when he was done.
Yeah, yeah.
You were talking earlier about the bowl games. For me, bowl games started yesterday. I did watch. If it's enough to grab my attention to make me sit down and watch it, I will sit down and watch it. I started watching the Boston College game until I saw them falling down everywhere.
Field conditions were terrible. It just looks like they're just ice skating around on the field and looked slow and unimaginative, and it wasn't a very good football
game. But I did watch the Texas game last night a little bit, and Texas looked pretty good.
Texas is building something. I firmly believe that. I think Tom Herman's one of the best young coaches in the country. They didn't have a very good year this year at Texas. They recruited very well in this early signing period. There was something at the end of the game, Lee, I doubt you stayed up to see it, but there's something – some taunting and some dancing on the sidelines that caused some issues, and Tom Herman was I just read a little bit about it this morning. I didn't see it, but there's something going on there with Tom Herman last night. Did you see it? Did you happen to see
it? I did not. Be curious to see what that is.
Well, we'll see what that looks like. Anyway, we'll try to find out. If anybody saw that, let us know. Texas did not have a great year this year. They lost to Maryland in the opener. They played Southern kind of close in overtime. Lost to Oklahoma, fairly close by five. Lost them 3 to Oklahoma State. TCU beat them by 17, and then Texas Tech beat them by 4. Shouldn't have lost to Texas Tech. The games that they won, they did beat Kansas State. They did beat Iowa State. 7-6 when it's all said and done. I think I'm right saying it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 6 losses there. But of those 6 losses, 10 to Maryland, 3 to Southern Cal, 5 to Oklahoma, 3 to Oklahoma State, 17 TCU, and 4 to Texas Tech. So 5 of the 6 within 10 points, four of the six within a touchdown or less, and they recruited well. I believe Tom Herman's a really, really good football coach. I believe there'll be something building in Austin, Texas coming up. So a lot of times you win these bowl games, you're hoping that leads to, you know, building to success. However, my data, my research shows me that that's not always the case. You'd like to think that's the case, but that's not always the case. And I'll give you some examples of that coming up a little bit later on. What else did you do yesterday, Lee? I know you got out of here fairly early, I guess. So, 2 o'clock yesterday or so, something like that?
About 3 o'clock or so. That's not bad. Just got some extra work to do. No, actually, I'm not used to getting up at 6 a.m. in the morning, just getting over a little cold. So, I went home and actually took me a nap.
Good for you,
brother. Sad to watch bowl games last night, actually.
Good for you, brother. So, yeah, I'll start watching them tonight. I guess this afternoon we'll have the TV on with Virginia and Navy, but we'll start getting into the...
I mean, before long, you're going to be wishing they were on.
Yeah, you say that, but if given a choice between watching Moonshiners and Virginia and Navy, I believe I'll watch Moonshiners. Or
I'll catch that, too.
Yeah, or what else have I been watching lately? I don't watch a whole lot of stuff in there. I tell you a good one on Netflix.
What you just found out yesterday is a fake show, right?
Yeah, I didn't like hearing that. I thought it was kind of real, but didn't like hearing that. Been watching Shameless. It's a Showtime series, I believe. It's on Netflix. Rather watch Shameless than Virginia Navy. Now, don't watch it with your grandmother or your teenage, teenage kids.
I hate to say this. Anything that's got triple option football is not. I'm not going to sit down and watch the game very much.
All these teams. I haven't seen a whole lot of good teams yet. We'll see. Clemson and Alabama both arrived in New Orleans yesterday. So both teams arrived. Clemson went through practice before they left. Then got on the plane, flew down, and Alabama flew down as well. So we'll see what comes out of that. That the Tigers and Tide are there. Oklahoma and Georgia arriving out in Pasadena and going to Disney World and all that stuff. So we'll see what comes out of that when we look at the upcoming schedule this week as the two teams get back on the practice field. Basically, today's a Tuesday practice. Leading up to Saturday's game. If there's one thing quickly, mentioned just kind of on the peripheral here a little bit, 8:45, man. That's just that's a long time and night out. I don't understand. You got the whole day, and yet why is the Georgia game start at 5? You know, the latest game, make sure I'm right with saying this. The earlier games in the day, I guess we want to have a big build up to the things.
Well, you got to appease the people on the West Coast too.
Yeah, but 5 o'clock, that's 2 o'clock their time.
Right.
I mean, we've got Michigan South Carolina's at noon, Central Florida Auburn's at 12:30, Notre Dame LSU is at 1. Notre Dame LSU will be over by 3:30, 4 o'clock. Why not Georgia and Oklahoma play at 4? Clemson, Alabama play at 7:45.
Would you feel different if it was on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I mean, a ton of people have got to work on Tuesday next week, the 2nd.
Right.
A lot of people have to work. Clemson, Alabama, 9, 10, 11, 12. It's going to be 1 o'clock and the game's over. And then people got to go to work the next day. I don't know, man. I don't know why we can't straighten this thing out. You got all day long.
Plus, you've got almost a month.
Right. And now you can wait to 8:45. You know, and you can say West Coast. Yeah, well, look, the latest of the three early games on the West Coast is going to start at 10 in the morning. So you're not really appeasing those guys the first three games. You got 9 in the morning, 9:30 and 10. Georgia and Oklahoma is a 5 o'clock start. That's a 2 o'clock start on the West Coast. Back it up an hour, let them start at 1 o'clock on the West Coast. 4 o'clock Eastern time.
I don't think people on the West Coast would have a problem with it either.
About 1 o'clock?
It does. It is 8:45 is way too late to be starting a football game.
Eastern time, I agree. Totally agree with that. But anyway, they didn't ask me. And watch what happens to the ratings.
I'll watch
now.
It, though.
Watch what happens to the ratings now as a result. Yeah, we'll end up watching.
My TV will be on it. So. Yeah. Or somewhere I am.
How about this? Zach was saying... The game, let me see if it's 9, if it's 3 hours, let's say 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Let's just say it's over at 12:30. Post-game show will be over at 1, then you got the fifth quarter. It's going to be over by, like, close to 3 in the morning.
I've worked that before and got out of here about 2:45.
Right. And then Zach's got to be up here at 5:30 next morning. Yep. He's going to stay up here. time you got home, lay down, take a shower, come back it up, you know? Anyway, I don't like it. Nobody really asked me, I don't guess.
Maybe we can find somebody to finish out the game for him so he can get to go home a little earlier.
Yeah. All right, let me tell you about Tiger Sports Shop. This is a place I went again yesterday. I got to tell you, man, I'm sick with it. Went again yesterday. Saw Sean and the great folks over there. They are fantastic. Coach Ibrahim found it, and Julie does a great job over there with them now. And, man, they've got all that Sugar Bowl apparel. They've got all that exclusive Nike sideline apparel. Anything you see the coaches wear, anything you see players wear, they've got it all at the Tiger Sports Shop. They've got the Nike, the orange and purple, the Tommy Bahama stuff, the keychains and bumper stickers and rain jackets and coolers and tailgate chairs. They've got everything you need. Clemson basketball stuff, Clemson baseball stuff. Great sales going on right now. Do yourself a favor. Go by 364 College Avenue or 1102 Tiger Boulevard in downtown Clemson. Or do what I do at times, too. Go to tigersports.com. And I got to tell you, there's a ton of things for sale right now. And my favorite gift I got over the Christmas holidays, gift certificate, Tiger Sports Shop. It's something that I actually asked for, and I got to like picking up my own stuff though over there at Tiger.
You like me, you like Tiger Sports Shop. You some hats, right?
Yeah, man, got to get some hats. Can't never have enough hats.
Fitted hats.
Right. Never have enough of that stuff. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back for the first time today. We'll open up phone lines. I'd love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. On our healthcare text line, 986-1566. You can reach us on our Twitter feed. It's at Mickey Potter. We'll take a break. We'll come back for more. It's Mickey Potter Show. We are 105.5 The Roar.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Relax, we're in Tigertown. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson for all your financial needs. With products and services like free checking with e-statements, loans for all reasons, the Founders app with mobile deposit and Founders online, you can be all in at Founders and all in with your national champion, Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
It's bowl time at Bojangles. Try one of Bojangles' three flavorful bowls today.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Used vehicles only, all plus tax, stand title, 224 closing fees, trade value with purchase on select models once we make a deal. It's 1231-17.
It's Ralph Hayes Toyota's pre-owned sales event. We've had a record year, and ownership has instructed every used car, truck, and SUV on the lot to be sold. To avoid year-end taxes and write-downs, Ralph Hayes Toyota has over 100 cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock, starting as low as $69.95. Many with remaining factory warranties and certified. At Ralph Hayes Toyota, your $1,000 trade is now worth $2,000. Your $2,000 trade now worth $3,000, and your $4,000 trade, $5,000, with over 100 vehicles to choose from, starting as low as $69.95. If you're looking for a pre-owned car, now's the time, and Ralph Hayes Toyota is the place. Visit us online at ralphhayestoyota.com or give us a call at 864-226-1571.
Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge. Everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. The traveling Twin Peaks calendar girls delivered the new calendar. Stop by Twin Peaks and get your 2018 Twin Peaks calendar. Enjoy great draft beers served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. Enjoy a Bud Light today. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Bill collectors, are they calling? making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
Are you a law firm that needs to capture true and accurate print costs for client or matter number billing? Do you need to integrate those captured costs into your legal practice management system? Then you need to contact Office Pro Upstate and explore the products that can turn that expense line into a profit line. Contact Office Pro Upstate at 289-9919 or online at officeproupstate.com. Office Pro Upstate, putting experience to work for you.
Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Vicki and Seth.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town.
You know I'm a woman when, is good to me, Lee?
Oh,
got
yeah.
Got an Urban Nirvana for
she give me money.
Christmas. Nice gift certificate. It's the biggest gift certificate I've ever given her to. So, kind of proud of myself, Lee, because it was so hard, man. I just went and clicked on UrbanNirvana.com.
It means one of two things. Either you are in really bad trouble, or you're just really, really trying to give her a really, really good gift.
Well, she had a bad neck. And, you know, she's got Meredith's got a little scoliosis anyway, but she's got a little bad neck in there. And so, she was hurting. And I was looking for other stuff and really didn't. So I got up Christmas morning, and within 2 minutes, I had her a present.
That's about as good as you can do, because yeah. She's going to love it.
Yeah, and I look like I'm a genius. Here's the thing, fellas. I know several friends of mine that are going to Sugar Bowl without their wives. Now, wouldn't it be nice if you gave a little Urban Nirvana? This is simple as can be. Great spas, great hair salon stuff, all the massages, especially those that are expecting in a prenatal massage. Urban Nirvana, locations in Charleston, Columbia, Lexington, Greenville, UrbanNirvana.com. You're going to absolutely love it. So great friends at Urban Nirvana. Do it. She's going to think you're a hero. Let me get to Charles and Hartwell, and then I have a TV thought, one more TV thought. 654-ROAR is our Northland Communication phone lines. Good morning, Charles. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's just way too early, but glad to have you guys back from holiday.
Well, we're glad
Hope
to be back.
You had a good one.
I appreciate you listening in.
Hey, listen, this came up a couple of weeks ago, and it's been a topic of conversation on all of the programs on Roar, which I dearly love. But the reality is, things are going to change for all of us. Especially after winning the national championship. I was around for the first one. My brother played on the 82 team. And here's the deal. People don't need to worry about Dabo running off to Alabama. I mean, if he goes, he goes. Things are going to change in the future. Anytime you're the dog, change. And that's just the way it is. But part of the pride of being the top dog is enjoying it while you got it.
Right.
And it just seemed like there was a lot of folks a few weeks ago that were just so worried about our defensive coordinator leaving. I can't pronounce his name correctly. I want to say Venable, and I don't think that's right.
Venables, but, yeah, Venables.
You know, if he goes, but ambition leaves. Climbing the ladder leaves as you get older. I'm 61 years old, and I don't have the ambition. I still want to win. But I don't have the ambition that I did at 30. And to think that everybody's just going to bail out, first of all, Dabo has built his team here, and he's built his name here, and he's going to go stand behind Saban and Bear Bryant and all the other coaches at Alabama? Maybe. I don't know. But I don't think that's anything to worry about for the Clemson Nation. I just really don't. And I appreciate you guys. I really enjoy the program. And since I have to be up early, it makes it easy to listen to you guys. So thank y'all for being there so early in the morning.
Charles, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Have a happy new year, okay?
Yeah, you too.
All right, buddy. couple things. Little picture, big picture, little picture. That boy loves Alabama. Loves it. Went to Alabama games as a kid. Played at Alabama. Adores Bear Bryant. Loves the program. Coached there. Played there. Coach. Loves it. And at some point in time, 10, 15, 20 years from now, maybe, you know, might be a goal of his. I would say a couple things. One, while his sons are here in school and involved in this program, I wouldn't see him leaving. Even though his kids could transfer over, that's one thing.
And that includes Brett Venables to me.
Right. Two, Dabo's been at Clemson longer than he's been at Alabama. And, you know, Clemson gave him a chance, and I think there's a little bit of loyalty a little bit there, but not enough to maybe go over Alabama deals there. Three, I would say that he has a great known situation here with President Clements and with Dan Radakovich and with his board of trustees. And there's no reason for him to get into an unknown situation at Alabama, knowing what the AD, what the president's like, and how he would mesh with those guys. If at some reason there is a new president, a new athletic director, members of the new board that, you know, won't get along with him or won't give him what he wants, or there's some things there, you know what? I would never rule out that'd be the case, that he could leave. Under the current administration, the current feelings of it, I don't think he would. A couple of other quick things. One is it'd be very, very difficult to follow Nick Saban. The old adage goes that you don't want to follow the man. You want to be the man that follows the man. And finally, the one that hits me as much as anything, and an assistant coach at Clemson mentioned this to me, and I hadn't thought about it. If Dabo leaves to take over Alabama, then he has to change or Alabama football has to change. Alabama football all my life was Bear Bryant, Crimson Tide. And then you got Gene Stallings and the Crimson Tide. Now you got Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide. The stoic, conservative men. Can you get more stoic than Bear Bryant, Gene Stallings, and Nick Saban? Would anybody in their right mind describe those guys as vibrant personalities, as type A personalities? Would anybody in their right mind describe Dabo Swinney as stoic? When's the last time you saw Bear Bryant jump up and butt bump one of his players after a touchdown? When's the last time you saw Gene Stallings dancing in the locker room? So Dabo wants to be himself. He can be himself at Clemson. If he goes to Alabama, then he's got to change. And you've got to do it the Alabama way. There's an Alabama way of doing it. Or on the other side of it is, he can still be himself, but he'd have to change who Alabama is. And let's assume that he does that and he's not successful. Then all of a sudden, he's the guy that took Alabama down and tried to change Alabama football. You don't BYOG in Alabama. You don't come up with sayings at Alabama. At Alabama, you're going to recruit, and you're stoic, and you win a game, and you expect to win a game. If you don't win a game, you get fired. If you win the game, you're a national champion, everything's great. But it's just a different deal there. It is a – it's not as – it's a colder, it's a serious deal there. And at this point in time in his life, I don't think that's who his personality is.
Well, let me ask you, Mick. At this point, where we're at in college football, could you say it would be a lateral move to go to Alabama from Clemson?
The only reason,
I never thought I would ever say that in my lifetime, but yeah. That's you know,
even if it's a slight step up, even if, and it might be, is it worth the risk? What happens if you go over there? You got your statue going to be built over here pretty soon. What happens if you go over there and it's not? It just doesn't work. You don't go into jobs thinking it doesn't work. Look, make no mistake. Even if you consider a lateral move, there's an emotional tie to your alma mater. There is. Dabo Swinney's an emotional person. And it'd be an emotional decision. I would say this. I would say that in 10 years or 12 years when he's 60 years old or 20 years when he's 68 years old, yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. But in the next 10 years, I'd be surprised. Under the current situation, I'd be surprised. And let's see. I think Saban's going to stay a few more years. Let's see who follows Saban. If he's not as successful, maybe go back and save Alabama, maybe. Maybe at 60 years old, you know, you've done everything you want to do here. You've won your two or three or four national championships. And then, you know what? Let's go have one more challenge, ride out, go home. Yeah, that wouldn't shock me. But this year, next year, 5 years from now, that surprised me at this point. With that said, Clemson football, and Dabo's done an unbelievable job here. Don't get me wrong. He's done an unbelievable job here. Clemson football, I think now is more sustainable than it was post-Danny Ford. I think that it's much more sustainable. And finally, let me say this. I thought the caller made a great point about enjoying it while it's happening. One of my favorite books that I read, I don't read a lot. One of my favorite books that I read talks about that enjoy the process and detach yourself from the outcome. One of my favorite singers sings a song about climbing a mountain and can't wait to get to the mountaintop. And then you get there and you go, man, I thought the view would have been better than this. The idea that all those guys talk about is enjoying the process and enjoying the climb. And quite frankly, you know what? I had a great time beating Notre Dame a couple years ago. I had a great time beating Florida State the last three years. I've had a great time beating South Carolina 4 years in a row. To be honest with you, I have a great time going into a Wake Forest game knowing you're going to win now, because that wasn't the case. I had a great time going to Blacksburg and winning, going to Louisville and winning, beating Louisville 4 straight years. That's been fun to me. And I've enjoyed that process. Beating Auburn 3 straight times, man, that's been fun. And beating Oklahoma twice, and beating LSU, and beating Ohio State twice, and beating Alabama. And man, all that's been fun. And like I said, there's nothing that happened Monday night that would change my opinion of who the program is. All this is a process, and the ride has been the most enjoyable part of it. The feeling of winning the national championship last year, that was great. Hosting that next show the next morning, it was great. But it wasn't as great as the process and going through the ride of getting there.
Going through the frustrations of the growing pains.
A little suffrage, a little losing, a little hurt, a little pain. I mean, you pick yourself back up. Yeah.
There was a time where 9-3 was a good season.
A great season.
And now that if we go 9-3, it's going to feel like a letdown. That's pretty bad. But
I remember, you know, a day or two after the national championship, I'm like, well, you know, now let's try to do this thing again. I get it. I totally understand that. But just as fun, not just as fun, but almost as fun, was the fact that you beat the number 3 ranked Louisville team. And you know what? You went down to Tallahassee and won. Man, that's fun. You beat Virginia Tech in the ACC championship game. You know, all these road wins this year, beating NC State like you've done. Man, those are just fun games. And so, no, I'm enjoying the process, too. And the other thing is enjoying just the big game atmospheres. Just the every single game now, you go to Louisville, you go to NC State, you go to Auburn, you go on the road to, what was the other big one this year you went up there?
Blacksburg.
Yeah, Blacksburg. And every game's the biggest game ever. You know what? It's nice. It's fun. Go on the road and prove yourself like that. That's a lot of fun. All right. Turtle and Shane, hang on. I'm coming straight to you after a short break. I'm up against a break right now. We'll take this short break. We'll come back. I do want to tell you about my friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. They would love to do your next house mortgage. They'd love to do your next home on which you're remodeling. They'd love to do your next refinance for you. Let them take care of yourself, of your finances, and let them take care of saving your family money. One of the reasons that Meredith and I are able to afford to go to the Sugar Bowl is because of Prime Lending, quite frankly. Let's be honest about it. We save money through Prime Lending, and we're able to go to games and able to enjoy ourselves. We're able to have nice Christmases because of the folks at, part of it is because of folks at Prime Lending, saving us money. If you want to save money, get great rates, do it with Prime Lending. Local people having to make local decisions is Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. All right, we'll take a short break. Turtle Shane, hang on. Coming straight to you. It's Mickey Paul Show. More after this.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your national champion Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit FoundersSFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Here we go again, Clemson playoff football. Wherever Tiger fans go to catch all the action, more and more of them go there in vehicles from Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. And now, during the Big Finish event, save up to $13,000 on a new 2017 Ram 1500, plus get 0% APR. So come visit us under that big American flag on the Motor Mile or BigOdodge.com.
0% for 36 months with monthly payment of $2,778 for $1,000 finance. Must have FICO score of 619 or below to qualify. Price includes dealer fee of $225 plus tax and tags. See dealer for details.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
I'm Guy, the insurance guy. Did you know that only 5% of HR execs believe employees truly understand their benefits? This may be related to the fact that the vast majority of enrollments, 71%, are passive. Insurance is an abstract and very complex product, so clear, effective communication is critical. Without it, everyone has headaches and is left in the dark. Did you know that with effective communication, even a below-average plan has 76% employee satisfaction? If employees don't understand something, it has little to no value. If it has no value, employees leave. Don't get taken to the cleaners. Call us, 864-INSURE-YOU. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made signs. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line X of Anderson today.
The biggest and best fireworks for this New Year's Eve are at locally owned and operated Big Zach's Fireworks. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted fireworks packages starting at $19.99. Big Zach's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
What do you even do around here besides interrupt people?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. I love Harbin Lumber. They were great to me. They can be great to you as well. Hey, let me talk to you about your cabinets. I say custom-built cabinets are exactly what you might need in your mudroom, your laundry room, your kitchen, your bathrooms, your walk-in closets, your even bedrooms. I got some friends of mine have great cabinets all throughout their bedrooms, and man, it's getting those custom design and custom made look awesome in your home. Go by and see our great friends at Harbin Lumber. Let Wes and the guys there come in. I always call him Wes the cabinet smith, the artist, getting taken care of it. It's a great friends at the Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com. Think about cabinets. Think about improving your home. And they did a great job of ours and created an unbelievable amount of storage space in our home as a result. Harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. Our Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Turtle checks in with us bright and early this morning. Good morning, Turtle. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Couldn't be better. Hope you are too.
Even on a cold morning like this morning?
It's freezing, man. It's absolutely freezing.
Yeah, you ain't got to tell me.
It's ridiculous.
You had that last segment about emotional attachment to Alabama. And, you know, that kind of... Not that Dabo would leave or, you know, to go back to Alabama, but that does kind of, it reminded me of Gary Williams back in the day. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember, but when his alma mater, Maryland, called him, I mean, we had the Len Bias tragedy. They had hired a high school coach, and we had kind of, I mean, we had all kind of sanctions, and we weren't even on TV for a year. And he left Ohio State to come back to fix the issue. I mean, he had Jim Jackson, and they were, you know, top five. And, I mean, he had the ball rolling Ohio State and left. Not to say that Dabo would do anything like that, but, you know.
Here's the difference. If he came in after Lefty Giselle and Len Elmore and some of those guys that had these great teams there and was going to Final Fours and winning national championships, put it this way, winning four national championships or five national championships, then would you go? Because really what Gary Williams did, he went back and he saved his alma mater. Whereas look, that's a great time to go win. Man, you love for the motherland, everything's awful there now, go fix it, and you can do that. But that's different than going in and, man, all you can do now is screw the thing up. If you don't win five or six, you haven't done what the last guy just did, you know?
And you're right. It is different, but it's the thought that, you know, he had a top five team at Ohio State. He didn't have to leave.
Right.
You know, he didn't anybody, but he did. And you're correct. Ask Mark Turgeon this today if it's easy, you know, replacing a legend.
It's tough,
I mean,
man.
We just lost Justin Jackson for the year. We might not even make the NCAA tournament this year.
I don't know what it is. Maryland seems to get hurt all the time in every sport now. I don't know what it is, especially in football, but goodness gracious.
All that Big Ten money rolling in.
Hey, Turtle. In case I don't talk to you, man, I hope you have a great new year.
You too, Mickey. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Fear the turtle. I like that guy. 654-ROAR. Shane is in Greenville. Good morning, Shane. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing this morning?
Man, we're blessed. Very blessed.
Doing all right?
Great. I'm doing all right. First thing I want to say is I am a Gamecock fan, so everything I'm about to say is going to leave a bitter taste in my mouth. But the talk has been about the concern of Dabo going to Alabama. Now, from my point of view, why would somebody who's looking at doing something unheard of at Clemson? I mean, Danny Ford has been the man at Clemson. I mean, he has been revered at Clemson for years. But in my opinion, Dabo has surpassed him, and Danny Ford is a distant second. Now, why would you think of leaving something like that just to become one of many in a lineage at Alabama where you're in a group of people when what you're doing now at Clemson puts you at the top of the heap?
That's a great question. Yeah. You know, and I agree with you. I think Dabo is the best in Clemson history now. I think he has surpassed Coach Ford now and the things he's doing now. But, you know, with that said, different things motivate different people and different times. I know that I've had friends of mine in coaching that turned down jobs and then eventually took a lesser job because the timing was different. But I'll tell you, as long as the president and the AD and everybody's in synergy here, and as long as there's everybody's getting along well and the board's getting along well and everything, there's no reason to do that. You've got your own deal here. You're revered here. You built what you have here. And at some point in time, that emotional tie, you know, hits you one more time. See, you know, some people are motivated. Hey, can I do it at one other place? Or am I a one-hit pony? Can I try the NFL? Can I go to another place and build something else? Maybe you're challenged something else. Maybe it's stale at one place. But, you know, I think that's a discussion for 10 or 12 years down the road, not anytime in the next 4 or 5 years.
And I completely agree with you. That's why I don't understand the discussion among the fans of Dabo considering going to Alabama right now. I mean, that shouldn't even be brought up, in my opinion, because he's doing something right now. And why, like they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And when you're making a legacy of yourself. You're doing something and it's never been done at Clemson. You're taking control from the helm where Clemson was. I mean, let's face it, they were not doing well. I mean, you were 6-7 to win the season if you were lucky, and he comes in there, and now you're winning 10 games, and that's a bad year for Clemson at the moment. So I just, you know, I don't understand the talk of him even considering going anywhere else right now. But y'all have a merry, I hope y'all had a great Christmas and have a great New Year's. And I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, Shane. Happy New Year to you as well. That's just the nature of people. Some people, there are people who win the lottery. We don't want to pay the taxes on it. You know, I mean, let's just enjoy it as it is. Let's enjoy it while it's here. But it's not going to last forever around here. But instead of wondering, oh no, when's it going to end? Just enjoy it while it happens. I guarantee you this, Shane's a Gamecock fan. Wouldn't you like to go back one more time and go, man, that 11 win stuff, that's pretty fun. I'm going to enjoy it more rather than worried about, oh no, what happens without this guy? What happens without that guy? Just enjoy it while it happens. A lot of fun doing it. And the other thing is, once you get to that, it's, I hate to say it this way, part of me says it's not as great as you thought it was going to be anyway, so why not enjoy the process of getting it? I mean, if you won back-to-back, that'd be great. If you win it next year, 3, 4, 5, at some point in time, I'm not saying it gets old, but it's just not as good as the climb. You know, I tell my wife all the time, like, we're going to we're going to hike or going to drive up a mountain, and we'll go up there. And like I said on the song, the fun is my wife and I spending time together and the things we talk about on the trip, the time we spend together climbing the mountain, or we go see a waterfall, and the waterfall is pretty nice, but it's not as good as the journey, the things that we're talking about getting to see the waterfall.
I've always said it's not the destination, it's the enjoying the ride.
Right, exactly right. And man, this ride has been fun, and it's going to keep being fun. Look, that's the great news for Clemson fans. that Trevor Lawrence and Dexter, I mean, Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry and Jackson Carmen ensure that this ride isn't over with. And as much fun as it is, beating Florida State 3 years in a row, beating Notre Dame, or beating Louisville 4 years in a row, beating South Carolina 4 years in a row, beating Oklahoma and Ohio State twice, and Alabama, and as fun as that is, that's not over with yet. This ride's going to continue. The way this staff is recruiting right now, it's not going anywhere. Tim and Pendleton makes a good point. Go ahead, Lily. I'm sorry.
Well, I just wanted to say I saw a quote from, I believe it's a high school player out of Texas, and he said, Clemson is the place you want to be.
Yeah.
And that's something that is new with the Clemson program is it used to be Florida, the East Coast, this local area. We weren't reaching that much out toward the West Coast.
Right.
But now Clemson is becoming a national brand, and it is a easier process to recruit.
No doubt about it. Here's an interesting one. Tim and Pendleton mentions this, talking about enjoying the process. This is interesting. He says, on our healthcare text line, signing day is more exciting here than most schools' homecoming games are now. That's right. These are big deals. Signing days are big deals now. Pep rallies are big deals. We had pizza party, you know? This has been fun, and it's going to keep being fun for a while. I don't know what's going to derail it in the immediate future. This is what you live for, what you shoot for. This is what life's all about. This is what Clemson football has given us, a whole heck of a lot of fun. And I want to mention this. I talked to Sean Cartman yesterday over at Tiger Sports Shop. We talked about it. I went, man, if Clemson wins the national championship this year, I mean, y'all. I know y'all sold tons of merchandise last year and still selling it with the national championship logo on and all. I said, but do you expect like a slight little decline? And he goes, no. And I went, because the back-to-back thing and I guess in different logo. He goes, no, you don't remember this. There's a lot of new Clemson fans out there. There's a lot of people who say, you know what? I like Dabo Swinney. I like that hill thing you got. I like the rock thing you got. I like the paw thing you got. I like the uniforms that you got. I like your offense. I like your coordinator, Venables, over there. I like this program. And so we're getting new fans all over the country following this thing because it's fun to follow. You guys are dancing in the locker rooms. You're butt bumping on the sidelines, up, you know, jumping up in the air. And it's just fun to go see. Finally, I'm going to mention this. Texas just said this. Clemson is the Oregon of 7 years ago with what I hope, not the drop-off that they had. Here's the difference. Oregon didn't recruit on the lines of scrimmage. Oregon didn't have Wilkins and Lawrence and Hyatt and Jackson Carmen. Oregon was a scheme. Oregon did it with fast, fast, fast. Once everybody caught up scheme-wise, they didn't have the personnel to do it, and they had three different coaches. This will be their fourth coach now in about a 6 or 7 year deal. So it's not, that won't happen to Clemson. Clemson recruited great. The facilities and, well, Oregon's had great facilities, but the alignment and the way all that works out, that's not how it works. Hey, let me tell you about Canty Foundation Specialist, Canty. Let Canty come into your home and encapsulate your crawl space. Let Canty know that they take care of all of the issues you might have when it comes to any mold or mildew. Also encapsulate your any basements and things like this that you have those mold and mildew issues with. To great friends at Canty Foundation Specialists, Canty, CantyCanFixIt.com, Canty. You're going to absolutely love our friends at Canty. Fixing cracks above doors and windows because of those the foundation issues you might have, lifting your home, chimneys or anything that pulls away from your home, sloping floors or uneven floors, they can do all that for you as well. It's Canty, Canty. CanFixIt.com. One more open hour of phone calls, then Paul Strelo and Brad Brunell in hour three.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge. Everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. The traveling Twin Peaks calendar girls delivered the new calendar. Stop by Twin Peaks and get your 2018 Twin Peaks calendar. Enjoy great draft beers served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. Enjoy a Bud Light today. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Here we go again. Clemson playoff football. Wherever Tiger fans go to catch all the action, more and more of them go there in vehicles from Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. And now, during the Big Finish event, save up to $13,000 on a new 2017 Ram 1500. Plus, get 0% APR. So come visit us under that big American flag on the Motor Mile or at BigOdodge.com.
0% for 36 months with monthly payment of $2,778 for $1,000 finance. Must have FICO score of 619 or below to qualify. Price includes dealer fee of $225 plus tax and tax. See dealer for details.
Used vehicles only. All plus tax and title of $224 closing fees. Trade value with purchase on select models once we make a deal. Ends 12/31/17.
It's Ralph Hayes Toyota's pre-owned sales event. We've had a record year, and ownership has instructed every used car, truck, and SUV on the lot to be sold. To avoid year-end taxes and write-downs, Ralph Hayes Toyota has over 100 cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock, starting as low as $69.95. Many with remaining factory warranties and certified. At Ralph Hayes Toyota, your $1,000 trade is now worth $2,000. Your $2,000 trade now worth $3,000. And your $4,000 trade, $5,000. With over 100 vehicles to choose from, starting as low as $69.95. If you're looking for a pre-owned car, now's the time. And Ralph Hayes Toyota is the place. Visit us online at RalphHayesToyota.com or give us a call at 864-226-1571.
Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Right now is the time to start your search for your perfect Ford vehicle at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard. The Anderson Ford Matchmaker Program provides you with an inventory specialist who will put you and your family in the perfect Anderson Ford vehicle. They'll listen to your needs and make sure your new or certified pre-owned Anderson Ford is a perfect match. Anderson Ford, doing business differently. Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. The South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles is now accepting documents for you to change your current card to a federally approved Real ID. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a Real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV. Driving privileges in good standing. A regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license. And a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
Meet Chris, a real person who took the Health Dare 90 Day program.
Hi, my name is Chris. I'm 39, husband, father, talk radio listener. I heard about it on the radio, listening in to some of the morning shows. It sounded like a plan that was doable. Incredibly skeptical. Tried countless weight loss programs before, and I decided, you know, after a while of going back and forth, to finally come in and have the consultation. It all came down to seeing a picture of me and my family. You know, I'd gotten to a very unhealthy weight. I was pretty much desperate at that point. Figured I'd give it a shot. It really wasn't as difficult as I thought it was going to be. The 90 days, I had lost 64 pounds and 54 inches. Well, the Health Dare, it's given me the opportunity